How are you all this morning? How many of you go like to kindergarten? Anybody else you're a kindergartner? And anybody go into anything, you're like first grade, second?
I'm first grade.
Computers. Oh my gosh, you start coming from you. I'm so glad you're here. Has there ever been, so even those of you who are not, maybe not in school, but for your school kids, is there a subject at school that you find really hard? No.
My tests?
Your tests.
They're a bit hard
sometimes. Are math tests harder than reading tests?
I think they're both hard.
They're both hard, okay. Coco, nothing's hard for you. It's all good?
No,
it's all easy. You don't have any problem at all? Overachievers. Yeah, good for you. I have to tell you, for me, it was always math. I had such a hard time with math. I could do science, I could do reading, history, but math was so hard. It was so hard that I tried to never take any math classes. Because that was so much easier to just not take the math classes. Do you think that was the right thing to do? Just kind of walk away from math? I found out it was totally the wrong thing to do, because when I got to college, you know what they made me do? They said, Mr. Lilly, it appears you've not had math classes. And I said, yes, that would be true. And they said, well, guess what? You do now. And it was so hard to do. And you know, let's with your test. When the tests come, do you go, oh, I'm so happy I'm going to do this hard test?
No.
Not so much, yeah. Well, Jesus' disciples, when they heard his words, they also said to themselves, this is a lot like a math test. We don't like this. So when Jesus said that he was the bread from heaven and that everyone who wanted to come to God would come through Jesus, do you know what some of his disciples did? They left. They just left. And they didn't follow him anymore. They just said, you know what? What you're saying, it's just like calculus. It's too hard. It's just like really big words like onomatopoeia. Or maybe like some weird science thing. They said, it's just too hard and we're not going to do it anymore. It's like me and my math classes. Do you think that was the right thing to do? No. They wanted to leave because it was too hard. And sometimes what Jesus calls us to is a little bit hard. But Peter, do you remember Peter? Remember who Peter is, one of the disciples? You know what Peter said? And I want you to remember this part particularly. Lord, to whom shall we go? You have the words of eternal life. Peter understood that no matter how hard it was, no matter how kind of challenging it was to hear Jesus' words, he knew that they were the right words. So sometimes when things are a little bit hard, we don't really want to do them. You know, sometimes we just have to do them anyway. For Jesus, even though sometimes what he says is hard, Jesus says it out of love for us. And I hope when you hear those words that you don't understand, you don't do like I did with math class and go, forget it. I'm not going to do it. Hold out for confirmation. We'll get to the hard questions. But more importantly, if there's anything you don't understand when you hear something about that Jesus says, go to your mom or your dad or an uncle or whoever and say, so what does that mean? Or you can even ask me or anybody else, but you can ask me if you don't understand, so that we have those words of eternal life. Let's pray together, shall we? Gracious God, we thank you for the words that bring us life. We thank you for loving us, even as we are children here in this place. Thank you, God. Amen. You guys can go back to your places. Thank you for coming up.